This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Passover, the annual commemoration of the Jews' exodus from Egypt, begins tonight at sundown. This year is unusual, though. Passover coincides with the Birkat HaChama, or the Blessing of the Sun. That celebration occurs once a generation when the sun is in a precise location in the sky. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The daily 7 a.m. service at the Chabad house in Gaithersburg, Maryland, is standing room only this morning. Men wearing prayer shawls chant from the Talmud before moving outside into the soft early light. It's time for a special blessing.
Raise your hand if you did this either in 1953 or 1981. Anybody?
Rabbi Shalom Reichek surveys a crowd of about 100 men and women. Only a half dozen hands go up. Not surprising, since this is the blessing of the sun, and it happens only once every 28 years. He directs them to face east, punctuating the Psalms with explanations.
We look at the sun for a moment to look upwards, then we look down, so we're not making the blessing at the sun.
According to Talmudic tradition, this morning the sun was at the exact same position in the sky as it was the moment the earth was created, 5,769 years ago. It's a complicated calculation, and after some description, the rabbi defaults to modern technology.
You want to know what that means? Our website has an audio of my class that explains that.
Of course, the last blessing of the sun, there were no websites, no cell phones, no text messages. It's a remarkable shift for Meir Shamulian, who passed the previous blessing in Iran.
Everything changing, but still sun is there and universe is there. Everything is the same as a long time ago, million years ago. God cannot be changed, and also the universe cannot be changed.
His son, 21-year-old Moshe, says technology highlights the astounding precision of God's creation.
There's so many pictures that the Hubble telescope can capture. It's like, it's just miraculous. So like, we say the blessing like not just only on the sun, but like just on everything, really, like the entire universe. Like God made such a beautiful universe.
Back in 1981, Rabbi Reichek notes, the Soviet Union, or the evil empire, as he puts it, was America's major rival. President Ronald Reagan had just been shot. People learned of the blessing by letter and word of mouth.
How did I get the word out? It was emails, and one person creates it, and then the other person posts it. The world is obviously a much smaller place than it was back then.
Reichek's wife, Hannah, looks forward to the next blessing of the sun in 2037.
God willing, we'll all be in Jerusalem. God willing, we should have total peace in the world. The Mashiach, the Messiah, should be here, and, you know, life will be very good. For everybody.
Look at the camera. Ready? Maishi.
Until then, they'll immortalize today's blessing with a photo, which they'll post online, of course. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.